And we're back, this time with an exclusive interview between Dr. Slattery and Zyklon T. That's RBN's resident Zoomer. T, how's it going this morning?
No, it's going pretty well.
Yeah. You don't look like it's going pretty well. You look like you stayed out till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't want to wake up people in the hotel, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's 9:30, 9:35. We just barely got checked out, so... Yeah, man, that's the life of a Zoomer, man. Hard partying online with friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you got some great friends that you've never even met.
Yeah, people overseas and whatnot, people on Twitch.
Twitch? Now, what is Twitch?
Twitch is just an online like gaming platform where you can stream live and your buddies can get on and watch you and support you on there.
Well, you must be best friends with him because you partied with him till 3:30, nearly. So we have with us Dr. Patrick Slatter, who's been out here fishing outside of the Burbank area. And Dr. Slattery, maybe you have a few questions for T. It's not often that you get a real live Zoomer here that you can interview.
Real live Zoomer. Okay. So you mentioned Twitch and these other platforms. So you have a number of people you talk to, and probably sometimes these are people that you just talk to once and don't talk to ever again.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely cases that happens like that, yeah.
And so while you're doing your games or whatnot, you're also talking about stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just a lot of stuff.
Do you talk about, for instance, the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. That was immediately, like, most of the people in there who were above the age of 40 or so, they're like, hey, the coronavirus, it's just like the flu. And I was like, well... I mean, it's basically another variant, so.
So are there people in their 40s that are on these platforms?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen people well into their 50s and 60s at point.
That's unfortunately part of the Generation X. We still, not me particularly, but a lot of people in the X generation are still in their teen years, and so they play video games with their children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I played Pokemon Gold. On the Game Boy.
I'm not judging.
I am.
Game Boy? I think that's what it's called. Anyway, so for the younger people, because and over the past couple of years, you've talked to a whole bunch of people. What is the main opinion that people have about the coronavirus? Do they believe there's a real virus? Do they believe it's just the flu? What are the main opinions?
Well, the two main opinions would either be it's another variant of the flu, or they're just really like right-wing liberals about LGBTQ and all that.
Right-wing liberals?
Left-wing, sorry. Yeah, no. The very leftists on Twitch, most of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the only downside about Twitch.
Are they more left the younger they get?
Actually, yeah, surprisingly. They're starting to teach this younger generation mine when they're getting out of high school. They're like, oh, yeah, you can be, identify as a helicopter or whatever. And it's like, well, what the, like, why?
Before we get off that subject, what about furries? Are there any furries? Are there people identify as animals?
God, please don't get me started on there.
Try to keep it PG rated, by the way.
Yeah, I'll try to. There's people on there who are like, if you know anything about zoophilia, you might have to look that up. It's just a whole... I don't even want to get into it, really. There's A lot of weirdos in there. Definitely a lot of weirdos.
Okay. And so we see in official polling data, well, not official, but like polling data from places like Pew Research, that there's been this massive increase in the younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS, and all that. How from just your own environment, whether it's an online environment or like high school environment, around you, what do you think the percentage of people who have some, we'll just call it abnormal identification?
I would definitely say, if we're talking about either Twitch or really anywhere, the people I talk to, I'd say mostly on a daily basis about, I don't know, maybe 70% of them are talking about, like, the gender roles and all that other stuff and COVID. And
well, they're talking about, but how many identify themselves as, oh, as something other than regular?
There's a lot of them. Like, last night, we were talking on this site, well, not site, on Discord, and there's about, like, 20 of us almost in there, so we're all talking and conversating. And, like, I swear, we brush over the topic about people being things or identifying, air quotes on that, identifying as things. And one of them was like, oh, yeah, this woman, she was like, oh, yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Like, you know, I don't understand.
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah. What if... I don't know. I thought of something that might be a little bit funny, and then I forgot it, so forget it. Forget about it. But what if you want to identify as a ninja?
Oh, you definitely could. You know, people are not putting a stop to anything you can identify. You could identify as a rock, spaceship, meteorites, you never know. Pretty much anything.
Hopefully a lot of that's tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, yeah, no, it's true.
Okay, so there... So I'm getting a lot of tolerance, even if people don't aren't serious about being LGBTQ. There's a lot of tolerance for it.
There's a buffer zone between how much you can tolerate and how much you can get kicked off Twitch, because they can do that. Yeah.
What do you think about, what's your generation think about Russia, the Kuwait, the Ukraine? You know, what's their general opinion, or is that something you guys talk about?
That is something that we do talk about and don't, because some people are like, oh, it's too sensitive and you don't want to talk about that because it'll bring unwanted attention about certain things. It's like, okay. And then there's some servers that openly talk about it and have opinions on the matter. So, for instance, there might be one server that I go to and they'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, about with Russia and all that. I don't really support it very well, and I'd rather support Ukraine. And it's really, I mean, 50-50 almost on them. Like, if you even mention sometimes anything about, oh, Ukraine this, Ukraine that, you know, they'll get all defensive immediately. And it's like, oh, whoa.
See, in my generation, all anybody knew about the Ukraine was... The Ukraine girls really knock me out and leave the West behind.
Yes.
That's all anybody knew. Except me.
It's probably still true. But I mean, you're thinking that 50% of people in your age bracket would support the Ukraine, and maybe the other 50 don't care. Do you see a lot of Russia hostility on there? Do people saying Putin's the next Hitler?
Yeah, actually. They're like, oh, Putin's in so much bad. He's killed, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well... Now, I don't really know everything in that, but, I mean, I'm willing to just side with Russia. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous what they're doing.
And how about the Chi-Coms?
Oh, no.
Chinese.
Chinese ops. Well, I mean, really the only thing I hear about the ops is really with y'all. I don't, no one else in my age bracket even talk about China.
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
Interesting.
How about... The Jews. Does anybody ever talk about the Jews?
I tried making a joke last night about that, and And immediately was in the chat, they're like, oh God, it's anti-Semitic remarks. Oh no. They're like, oh yeah, white people are the richest. And I'm like, well, what about the Jews? Ah, oh, no.
Cool with the anti-Semitic remarks.
I know, right?
But no.
So you don't have a lot of open talk about Jewish power among your friends?
Well, definitely a select few of them. We definitely talk about that.
A select few?
Yeah.
But if you were... got into some chat with 20 people you don't know, nobody's going to be talking about it?
Oh, no. You could either be kicked for it for simply, like, acknowledging the fact that Jews are rich. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but they're very... Sometimes they can be very sensitive in these servers, and it's like, whoa, you know. Say one word, you don't even, like... Yeah, they just react in the spontaneous ways. It's kind of ridiculous.
You ever get anybody fed posting on there trying to get people to do crazy stuff and say crazy stuff like taking over the Capitol outside of Minecraft? I mean,
well, not really that far, but they definitely, like, some of these bigger pop servers, they got about 100,000 or so members on there. Occasionally you will see that some people will be fed posting, and it's like, but these servers that have less than like 1,000 members in it, really, you can, like, they fed post all the time in there. Well, not all the time. We make jokes mostly about fed posting, but
yeah, you gotta watch that. That's you. Sometimes it's FBI informants trying to get you to say something online, and they'll trace your IP,
like,
down.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The on Minecraft thing, that's a big joke amongst you guys.
That has become a major meme as of late, and it is hilarious.
Give us an example without Fed posting, if you can.
I'm going to drag Nancy Pelosi by her ankles in Minecraft. Okay.
That was one, okay.
Well, that's that one guy.
Yeah. one of the guys that was arrested whose son turned him in.
Ridiculous, right?
He said that outside of Minecraft. He was totally not in Minecraft when he said that.
That was totally not cool. Yeah.
As if dragging her around by her ankles or doing things with AOC is going to force the army to turn over the nuclear codes to you.
I know, right?
Yeah. Into the nuclear
football. What are they thinking?
Yeah, but you don't want to threaten Big Booty.
It's like, you know, there were these legends of Excalibur. If you can pull the sword out of the rock, then you become this. So if you can, like, pull your sword out of AOC, then you get special powers or something.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. This is what they're thinking.
In Minecraft.
No, they're thinking this in the Three Percenters and the Oath Keepers is what they're thinking.
So what else is big? What else can we ask T here? We've covered Corona
and
LGBTQ,
genderism.
Yeah.
Here's something. Here's a few things. So, in this online Twitch environment, Twitch and Discord and everything, are there any black people?
There are, yes. And surprisingly, like last night, I can give a fair reference there. This guy I knew, but I mean, I just met these people probably, I don't know, maybe a week ago. But this black guy on there is,
and do you see their faces?
Actually, yeah. They do live cam on, you know, playing video games, whatnot. But I mean, like, if you do have some black people on Discord, usually they're really based. Like, they're just funny. They don't care about the jokes. You know?
Do they make racial jokes?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. Definitely. Yeah.
do they use the gangsta N-word with a soft A? Not with a hard R, do they?
I mean, no, not really.
Do they pull the trigger?
Yeah. Sometimes if you're real hard pop hitting, you know, they might do that. But no, if you just met them, they ain't gonna throw the N word out there.
Ooh, well, no, I have a follow up question on this, Patrick, that you may not be aware of. How about an N word pass? Have you ever received an N word pass from any of your black friends? And explain to the audience what an N word pass is.
Well, I will explain it first. N-word pass is basically where black friends, like, oh, yeah, you know, around me, you can say the N-word or something like that, you know, along the lines of that. But no, I have never had a black person give me that. And quite frankly, you know, I mean, do you really need it to say it? Yeah.
We don't want to be cruel to anybody, but we did build the civilization that everyone enjoys, our forefathers did. I know it's just interesting that we have to ask for a pass, but I always found that
even though we kind of made up the word ourselves, you know, but
well, it's a place in Africa, isn't it?
Well, it's Niger. Goes back to the Spanish or the Spanish or Portuguese word for black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Negro.
Yeah.
That's a yeah.
And then of course you got the Niger River,
yep.
Which is based on the word black in Portuguese. I think Portuguese, not Spanish, Portuguese.
I mean, it's kind of like the word retarded. It's really not, like, derogatory.
It's slow.
Yeah, so when they used to crank the World War II aircraft with internal combustion engines, they would have to turn the cranks with their arms, and they would retard the engine, because if they didn't, it would break their arm once the engine caught, and the crank would turn.
Yeah.
So they would retard the engine until they got their arms out of the way and the crank off, and then they would... You know, put it back to full running.
And if you're playing the piano and you get the sheet music out, all of a sudden it says retard.
Yeah.
It means slow down. That's all it means.
Yeah.
Slow down, retard.
It's not.
That's what it means.
Yeah. It's not referring to Helen Keller or anything like that. It's just like slow down. It's interesting how words.
Well, how about gay?
Change meaning. Yeah.
The gay 90s.
Hey, man. The Flintstones. I mean, part
had
of the
had a gay old time.
Yeah, the Fred Flintstone was having a gay old time. Nobody thought he was queer.
No.
Or homo.
I mean, like, what was his next door neighbor? Not Bernie. What was his name?
Rubble.
Barney. Like Barney. I mean, Barney had a hot wife. Betty was totally hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Wilma wasn't too bad.
Wilma was all right.
As you know, I'm in the Redheads. But it is interesting how words change meaning. I bet this
And notice how they weren't fat.
Yeah.
Oh,
The dudes were fat.
Yeah, the females weren't.
The females, they were very hot.
Kind of reminds me of the Honeymooners.
Uh-huh.
You know, Ralph was kind of heavy, and Alice was like smoking hot, quite honestly.
Yeah.
For a girl in the 50s. But yeah, no, words do change their meaning. I bet sodomite is not a word that...
No.
I bet no one uses that word.
That's
really probably a more accurate word to refer to the homosexual community is sodomites. That's kind of an old school Bible word. And it's a word where it's not like officially considered derogatory, but you can use it in a derogatory manner. I think a lot of preachers do that.
Oh, yeah.
Call them the sodomites. And up until recently, there were actually anti-sodomy laws in most states, so... that may be coming back with the overturn of Roe versus Wade, which leads us to another interesting question. Patrick, sorry to steal your thunder there, but what about Roe versus Wade? What's the talk amongst your generation on abortion rights in the recent Supreme Court
decision? Well, if I'm talking to a sane white person, they would normally agree with me and say, oh, abortion laws are actually terrible. Abortion itself is terrible. It's like...
So by abortion laws, what I'm talking about is a lot of states had laws that limited abortion, like that. Like in Kentucky, you can only get an abortion when the life of the mother is endangered. But those laws couldn't be enacted because there was a federal ruling in 73, Roe versus Wade, that stopped states from being able to enforce anti-abortion, right? And now that's been overturned. Roe versus Wade has been overturned, so the states now can choose to uphold abortion laws. So abortion laws, just to give you some context, like in Kentucky now, it's only in the case of life of the mother. So that's saving the lives of babies.
Yeah.
What do your friends sort of think? Has there been an uproar about that?
Not really an uproar, but I would definitely say there is what would you say the word be? There's definitely a source of people who say that about the abortion laws and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, hey, hold that thought. We're going to come up on this break and we'll be right back.
There is freedom within. There is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost. But you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You turned and you ran. Oh yeah. Wolves lived right from my hands. Yeah.
The proportion of females to males?
To be honest, there's definitely a lot more males in these in certain sites that I go to on Discord. But in some cases, like, there are servers that are literally nothing but females, and it's like, number one, the only way you can even join them is if you are a female, which obviously I'm not, I'm a male. But I mean, neither here nor there how I got in there. But it's just crazy what they text and, like, they message in there. It's like, what the amount of stuff that females do without, like, that males really don't know about, it's just crazy.
That's what's one example of a crazy text, though, from a female?
You know, I don't really keep a screenshot in my head, you know, so okay. I really don't know.
I too often just tune females out. It's just, yeah, you waste so much time. It's just
really
data,
just instincts. You
data
know?
That you don't need. Go ahead, Beth.
Okay, so I've seen polls from Japan that men, like polls of men in their late 20s, and an amazing portion have given up on the idea of ever having a wife or even a girlfriend.
Oh, incels.
They've just given up. What's going on amongst, say, people 20 years old, plus or minus a few years?
Well, they're probably like, man, I don't really want kids yet. At the same time, I would like to have a girlfriend. But they're just too much time. They, like, I mean, it takes so long for them to pick where they're going to go eat, you know, and then all the other haggles that they put on you. It's like, is it really worth it? Yeah.
Okay, and here's something else. What about, I mean, so many of the girls today are fat and have tattoos and frankly are going around casting spells. What about this?
That's definitely happening. It's happening live right now because
face piercings?
Yes. I mean, I have seen, I've never seen so many ads in my life for face piercings. I don't know why Google is trying to out me for that, but they are. They're like, oh, you want face tattoos? And I'm like, no, I don't.
So what do you think? What do you think is it? The percentages of normal thin girls?
They're starting to get slim. Like actually, like the numbers
no pun
for
intended.
Slim women are starting to get slim, and it's really sad, actually.
Yeah, that is very sad. Do they have cheerleaders still?
They do. They definitely do. They definitely try to choose the slimmer women, and I've never
not
seen
the
them.
Game I went to. I went to a game, and they were all like fat black girls. And it wasn't even that black of a high school.
It's like there's no motivation to be a male cheerleader anymore, right?
No.
You get squashed.
You
get
gay.
You could actually get your like hands broken or something when they land on you.
True.
Oh, yeah. Even worse, you know, I might break a couple fingers from the weight, you never know.
Yeah, and then the restaurant bill on a girlfriend like that, you know, you're breaking the bank.
Last question. For the girls, whether they're fat or not, is there any, do they feel any shyness at all about being seen with black men or going off with black guys?
No.
Is that at all a thing
that's
in the
least? That's actually quite opposite. So quite the opposite. They frequently will go on like, let's say Instagram or something like that. And they'll post, hey, I'm with my black man or something like that. And it's like, oh, nice. But they just keep posting about it. And it's like, no one cares.
It's a point of pride, huh?
Yeah, it really is. They definitely take pride in pulling
so
in.
Incentivized. And all these liberals are always talking about, you know, shutting down coal-burning power plants.
Yeah.
And, you wonder.
Yeah, but yet... If they're so environmental, what about this coal burning?
Yeah, what about
How much, like, okay, if you're really thinking about and they care so much about going green and all that, what about how much waste they produce making batteries, you know? They make probably 2 times the amount of waste you would do if you're driving your car to work and it wasn't electric.
That is subject for a whole nother show.
But real quick, in just a couple of sentences, climate change. Just what's the first thing that comes to mind? Yay, no,
hot,
fake, real?
Ice.
As a political movement, do your friends buy into climate change? Are they all about saving the environment, or are they like, ah, who
they're
cares?
All about, oh, saving, yeah, most of them are like saving the environment, but yeah.
Alrighty.
That's typical.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Patrick T. It's been a great weekend, and we'll do this again sometime. Lates.
There's something I wanna say since you've been down. There's no one taking your place since you've been gone.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Memory! Your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the blues, just like a summer song. They stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
Welcome to Input Insight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate, send the fundage for free speech for your children or grandchildren. You can mail it into Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call that debit or credit card number into Mike. He'll take your money. You'll also have PayPal is available as usual. This is me coming back alive. You were listening to the pre-recorded segments of the interview between Patrick Slattery, myself, and Zyklon T, our resident Zoomer, over the weekend. So I'm back now to cover the news. We'll take your calls if you want to weigh in. 512-248-8252. Taking your calls live for your Monday night drive. First of all, we got total full-on Bolshevik censorship. My bra, Andrew Anglin from the Daily Stormer, put this article out the other day. CBS deletes the Arming Ukraine documentary. Says the U.S. government told them to. So there's a lot of things just in the headline itself. I mean, CBS doing an actual journalist work here in the Ukraine about how only 30% of U.S. weapons arrived at their destination. That in itself is fascinating, that there was actually journalism done. But then once they aired this documentary, the U.S. government told them to delete it. But not only that, it gets even better than that. CBS News put out a tweet. CBS News tweet, Twitter. We removed a tweet promoting our recent doc, Arming Ukraine, which quoted the founder of the nonprofit Blue Yellow Jonas Ahom's assessment in late April that only 30% of the aid was reaching the front lines of Ukraine. So not only is it fascinating that they actually did journalism and did a documentary, but then they openly admit that the U.S. government tells them to delete this tweet and to, or tells them to delete the documentary until they can get a more government affirmed documentary to put out there. So they're not really hiding it anymore. It's full on Bolshevism. Anyway, this is covered on, the Daily Stormer. You can reach the site at stormer-daily.rw. CBS deletes Army Ukraine documentary. Says the government told them to. All right. You can go through, and he puts all the tweet information. Actually, Andrew Anglin has also made an embedded copy of the CBS documentary on this particular post. And he writes, this is a quite a thing, and as far as I know, it is unprecedented in the history of mainstream media. I'm sure you can find instances of newspapers dropping stories during World War II or something, but in terms of the internet age, this has never happened before to my knowledge. This is shocking, actually. I don't understand how this documentary would get made, then get approved for release by the editorial team at CBS, then be deleted when it went viral after the U.S. government came out and said it was wrong. This is incredibly sloppy on the part of the U.S. government. Removing something like this is such an in such an unprecedented way. It only gives credence to what is being said in the documentary. Thankfully, for you, my dear reader, we have a copy here. And this is where he has embedded a copy of the documentary. Who knows how long that will be up, so I will advise watching it. The fact is that the U.S. government has denounced it as untrue, so in my opinion, that proves that it is true. Everything that these people say is a lie. And I would wholeheartedly agree with Andrew. Once again, the Ukrainian Army Ukraine documentary has been taken down, and CBS is redoing it at behest of the U.S. government, and they have openly admitted that. Also, if you want a good search engine, Mike says that freespoke.com is a great search engine. That's F-R-E-S-P-O-K-E, freespoke.com. Mike searched for the Anglin article and got nothing, but freespoke.com has it. So you can pull up the Stormer on freespoke.com. I was going to go through news, but we got some callers. Let's go to our call screen. That might be pertinent to do. We have two callers. We have Paul in California and Matilda in Canton. Let's go with Paul. Paul, you're up first, and then Matilda will be after that. Paul in California.
You made the perfect point earlier. That's actually what prompted me to call. I mean, the topic as well, but you said they're not even hiding it anymore. And you see this everywhere now. In fact, you know, the whole COVID psyop, the vaccines, you know, the variants, the monkeypox. I mean, it's also not just heavy-handed, but it's ham-handed. And they're accomplishing a few things, in my opinion. They're conditioning us for the authoritarian nature of what it is they're doing. And, you know, they, it's always occurred. In other words, if you recall the famous quote by William Casey, I think it was in the late 70s, if I'm not mistaken, where he said that we'll know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything that the American people believe is false. And, I mean, by the early to mid-70s, and I remember learning about this probably in the 80s sometime, but by the early to mid-70s, it was pretty well understood, and it came, some of it came out in what they call the Church Committee hearings. Frank Church was a senator, I believe, and they had admitted that they had been placing CIA agents on the payroll of newspapers and magazines and television and so forth. That was back then. So this kind of censorship and instructions about what to say, what not to say, has always been taking place. But now, you know, they're just admitting it. Yeah, we told CBS to kill the story. Or did CBS admit it, that the government told us? You know, either way, neither one of those things would have occurred 20, 30 years ago or so. But I think they're conditioning us for this blatant, in-your-face kind of a totalitarian, you know, attitude from the government, so that we expect it, and slowly but surely, people are getting used to it, and I think that's the aim, is to get us used to it and to basically take the spunk out of the majority, not us, not you, not me, and others like us, but the majority will become conditioned, and you know, it's a form of learned helplessness. I think it really got kicked off big time with the obvious theft. You know, there's the average person who believes Biden is the president is not an average person. They're way below average. And, you know, it's kind of like, here, in your face, we're stolen. We all know that Joe Biden's not the president, but here he is. He is anyway.
You know, That's a great point. I was curious as to why CBS would openly admit that the government told them to delete this. They're conditioning you to accept this, and so pretty soon we'll accept. Oh, you know, not we, but the American public will accept hoax elections and hoax viruses, and anything else is just, well, this is just it. This is the way we live.
And they put it on TV, right? Alex Jones trial. I mean, there's at least two or three cameras, different angles. You know, the camera that shows the jury and their reaction, camera that, you know, shows Jones, goes to the lawyer. I mean, it's seriously a TV production. That's all it is. And people just watch it. It's all real.
Like the moon landing. What? Huh? Yeah.
Who said that?
Did I say that out loud? No. I'm totally, I mean, it's, regardless of what you think of that, I mean, no, it is. I mean, any gun, any shooting that they put out now, even if you think it's hoaxed, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, people are just going to accept it as real. That's what they're doing. It's a conditioning of the public. That's a very good point.
Right. And there's a term. I'm not sure if Noam Chomsky originated it, but manufacturing consent. Right.
Yeah.
And here, what they're doing is they're manufacturing your complacency and obedience and acceptance with the open nature of the fraud. I mean, so many things in the so-called Alex Jones trial are just essentially legally impossible. I mean, it's just one after another. I mean, if you've heard or listened to any of the analysis or breakdown of you know, the trial, the verdict, what was allowed, what wasn't allowed. I mean, it's just like Jim Fetzer's trial where he wasn't allowed to present a defense. And I predicted it. I mean, I've called into his show for years. And, you know, I remember the first time he talked about, he was looking forward to it. I mean, he literally, before it occurred, he said, I'm looking forward to it because truth is the ultimate defense. And I told him on a call one time, I said, Jim, I'm sorry, but that's going to have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well, appreciate it, Paul. We got a couple other callers coming in.
Sure.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Let's see. Let's go next to Matilda in Ohio. And then we got James coming up. Matilda, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, how you doing? My thing is, like, what that guy was saying about them conditioning us for the trance or tyranny. What about what Thomas Jefferson wrote into the Declaration of Independence, that if the government stops working for us and becomes tyrannical, or however you want to say that, we have the right to stand up and take them out of commission because they are not working for us. I think it is time for us so-called deplorables to get rid of the real deplorables that are in Washington right now.
That's the whole purpose of the Second Amendment. That's why they're doing the gun grabs. Yeah, that's why they do the false flags.
We need to do it before they can get their little grubby hands on it.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus. You know, they're doing the whole, Sandy Hook, the Parkland shooting in Florida, the Las Vegas shooting. I mean, these were all obvious hoaxes designed to do gun grabs and to limit our abilities to defend ourselves against the very government itself, because the Second Amendment was not written in there for you to defend yourself against robbers, but for you to form a real rebel militia.
Doing to us right now.
Yeah, that's the reason they're wanting to go after the military grade weapons. They don't want civilians to have those weapons in their hands. For that very purpose.
They say the reason why they want to take our guns is because they're getting ready to do something that's going to make us want to shoot them.
At the risk of Fed posting, that is actually the truth, and we're having to discuss that. I mean, they're forcing the discussion. And that is exactly it. And so, you know, we're seeing the states themselves and states' legislatures taking action against the federal government. Legislatures like Kentucky and Tennessee, some in Florida, legislation against trannyism and against the COVID measures.
But it doesn't matter if they got the law. They have the judicial system in their pocket. They are not going to let go of anything. We have to take them out. We have to tell them, oh, hell no, you ain't doing this to our country.
And that fear needs to be there. That fear needs to be there. But more than the fear, I mean, the American populace needs to be ready to act in a totally defensive way of... if the feds come in to your town and want to take someone off to the Washington gulag, the local sheriff needs to be like, no, this is my jurisdiction. We're going to try
exactly.
This person here. That's, yeah.
And hopefully the sheriffs are on our side and not their side.
Well, that's a key. That's the key into this happening, is getting the sheriffs onto our side, because we can't just do this straight up with... neighborhood militias. We've got to get the sheriffs and the deputies on our side. That's going to be the only way it's going
to
happen.
They supposedly took an oath that they're to protect us and the Constitution, and they are not to like the military. They are not to fire on American citizens.
It'll be interesting how that plays out. Because in the late 1950s, the military, the National Guard in Arkansas, was nationalized to allow integration of blacks into the schools. And that's something that the American populace was not on board with. But the U.S. military, the U.S. National Guard, went against the governor, and they were nationalized. And they took the side of the federal government. Let's hope that they don't do that on this case.
And let's hope we don't have another Ohio State.
Right. Exactly. Well, appreciate it, Matilda. Thanks for the call. Let's see. Let's go to the next caller. We have James. James in Vancouver. Welcome to the show.
All right. So let me ask you, when you crank-start a Model T, how do you do it?
Well, you would go to the front of the vehicle, if I see my videos correctly, and you would crank it to get the pistons going, and it would be retarded, so that when it does catch, it doesn't break your arm. And then once you get it
specifically, so it doesn't break your... Oh, you're going to retard the arc advance, right? I get that, but the tried-and-true technique was don't put your thumb over the crank. Not the crank. Don't put your thumb over it, because if it backfires, it'll rip your thumb off.
Yes.
There you go. Cup that crank. Well, I'll tell you what. something else I wanted to say. The 911 thing, we know how that happened. I heard last night on the radio someone saying that we don't know how it happened. Well, we know how it happened. I actually heard it from some of my Italian buddies. I was in New York a couple months after September 11th, and they told me who did it and so on and so forth. So anyway, thought I'd give you a call, and thanks for taking my call. Yeah, go
ahead. From what I see, it's the Israeli Mossad and the American CIA.
Yeah,
in conjunction with Saudi funding.
Right. Yeah, you needed a lot of technology to do that job. Because I believe the metal was actually sublimated. That is to say, it was turned into dust instead of into liquid. So it went right from a solid to a gas. So you had all that dust coming off. So.
Well, I know Building 7 just crumbled controlled demolition, just fell in its own footprint without anything hitting it. That's something nobody brings up.
Yeah. The world...
We've had a lot of...
Go ahead.
Concerning your calls, we've had a lot of emails asking about you. So you came on National Intel when William and I were hosting. I think it was with with the creator of The Greatest Story Never Told. Dennis Wise was on there.
Right.
So you were openly admitting to be part of the Freemasons and a Jew. Is that true?
My grandmother was the Jew. That would make my father a Jew. My father was a Jew, but my mother wasn't. So what would that make me, half or what? I don't know.
But you are indeed in the Freemasons. Are you currently in the Freemason?
Yeah, still am. Still am, and that's something we could spend a long time talking about. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know that the, I don't think the Freemasonry movement is a big mover and shaker today, like it maybe was 200 years ago. Are the majority of the people in Freemasons, are they just good American, nationalists? Are they good patriots? Or do you see any type of subversion in the movement?
Yeah. Well, the Masons I hung out with were the British. Okay, so the guys I hung out with were one in particular. He was a veteran of three wars. He was a veteran of the Japanese War. He was in Burma. Then he was in Palestine from 1945 to 1948 as a counterinsurgency police intelligence. A lot of his mates got blown up in the King David Hotel. And then he went in 1950 to the war in Malaya, to the Malayan emergency. And he was in charge of going into the bush to hunt for the Chagrams. And there was guys like that I hung out with. A lot of war experience. Yeah.
What's your initial response to Dennis Wise's documentary on Freemasons being movers and shakers up until World War II on behalf for the Jewish
control. Well, yeah. Let me just say this. I think that what happened with Britain was set up to lose their empire by getting into World War II. And I believe, according to some of the people I talked to who really hated Churchill, these are these same guys that I hung out with, was that Churchill was wanting this war. First of all, he was taking money from certain people. And I think the British were borrowing money from the Rothschilds to fight the war. So you had all these interests playing a part, not the least of which was the weapons industry in Germany, in Britain, and in the United States. So, yeah, some of these guys at the top were Masons, but that doesn't cut it when you've got to do a project like... you know, plan something. For example, if I'm going to design a bridge or I'm going to design some piece of equipment, right, that thing has got to work. Now, it doesn't hurt if I'm a Mason, of course, but I got to know what I'm doing in the real world. The Masonry thing is where people go and say nice things about each other, okay? The joke I told one time is... you know, you get this guy, he's a dry cleaner, right? He goes up to the rank of a 32nd degree Mason. What do you got? You still got a dry cleaner. See how that works?
He's got some political pull in his local community.
Yeah, but how much does a dry cleaner have? Like, okay, now if you're talking about someone like Wernher von Braun, who was a real hotshot rocket designer, and there were a lot of guys like him, right? Now, that kind of guy is so talented that he's in a class by himself. See? Guys that designed nuclear bombs, for example, for the Manhattan Project, I don't think they were Freemasons, right? You see?
No, Wernher von Braun was a German Nazi. I know that Einstein and Oppenheimer, they claim to be Jewish.
Yeah.
In the Manhattan Project.
Yeah. Oh, there was all kinds of, you know, it depended on your talent. If you had talent, then you got to survive, or you got to do very well. But another question is, whatever happened to von Braun anyway? Did he die a natural death, or was he whacked? You see, a lot of these scientists, I believe, are terminated. I mean, it's a tough thing to prove, you see, but after World War II in the 60s and the 50s, a lot of the great physicists that were, you know, that ran away from Hitler and tried to go back, they ended up dying for some reason or reasons, right? So,
yeah. Hey, we're at the end of the show. I appreciate your candidness, James. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, and I'll be back tomorrow night with Patrick and Jeremy with a possible guest, Cato.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.